Just as the ocean gives water to the cloud, and the water of the cloud is then offered back to ocean, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the categorical levels of transcendental spiritual goals of life through Ramananda Rai. In the Madhya Lila of Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of this historical discussion is revealed. It's very interesting. Our acharyas have contemplated, studied, and preached from these words for many centuries. In fact, when Srila Prabhupada first came to America at 26 Second Avenue in 1966, to very new people, he was giving daily lectures on the Ramananda Samvad, the teachings of Ramananda Rai to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was told by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that when you travel in South India, please meet Ramananda Rai. There is no one who tastes the sweetness of the nectar of love of Krishna and has such knowledge of the subject as he. You will find tremendous satisfaction of the heart when you meet him. Lord Chaitanya especially went to a place called Vidyanagar. Today that area is called Rajmundri. He came to the river Godavari. When he saw Godavari, in his trance, he thought it was Jamuna. And he saw the forest of Vrindavan on its banks. In very, very deep trance of love, he took his bath. Then he came out and crossed the river to a place that is called Kavur and waited patiently. Ramananda Rai was a royal governor under the king. He was a Mahapandit. As according to the tradition, there were many Brahmins chanting mantras in procession, and servants carried him on a palanquin to take his bath. Lord Chaitanya, in his heart, he was running to meet this great devotee. But somehow or other, he remained patient, sitting in the forest. When Ramananda Rai saw him, he came out to offer obeisances. It was their first meeting. Ramananda Rai is Vishakha Gopi of Vrindavan, and Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna. They embraced. They fell unconscious in love. They praised each other with such deep affection. They made an arrangement to meet each and every night to discuss topics of Krishna. In a secluded place on bank of Godavari, they met. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed footprints of Lord Chaitanya at that place. and even established a Gaudiya Math, Ramananda Gaudiya Math. Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach the world through the mouth of his own devotee. And what he came to teach us is very, very important for us to systematically understand. Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai to please cite a verse which describes the ultimate goal of life. Srila Ramananda Rai explained how one can attain Krishna consciousness by following one's occupational duties according to the Varnashram system. He quoted a sloka from Vishnu Purana describing the same. Lord Chaitanya said, "That is external. Please tell me something more." Ramananda Rai said that by offering the fruits of your actions to Krishna, that is the essence of all perfection. Yat karoshi rasnasi, yat johosi tatasi yat, yat tapasyasi konti yat tat kurushu madarpana. On the authority of Bhagavad Gita, he stated how to achieve the essence of perfection. That all that you eat, all that you do, all the charity and austerities you perform, it should all be done as an offering to me. Lord Chaitanya rejected it. So that is all. That is external. Please, tell me something more. That one should give up one's occupational duties in the service of the Lord. That is the essence of all perfection. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami masacha. Krishna tells in Sri Bhagavad Gita, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall deliver you from all sins, do not fear. Lord Chaitanya said, go ahead, say something more. Devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of all perfection. Ramabhuta prasanatmana sochiti nakankshati samasaraveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labate param. Now when one comes to the Brahman platform and is free from hankering and lamenting, accepting and rejecting, then he engages in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya replied that that is external. Tell me something more. Then Ramananda Rai explained how pure unalloyed devotion without any tinge of empiric knowledge is the essence of perfection. Lord Chaitanya said, this is all right, but still, tell me more on this subject. Ramananda Rai continued, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection. One cannot achieve such ecstatic love even by great austerities, by many, many lifetimes of pious activities, even by cultivation of knowledge. It can only be achieved by the intense greed to have that love. If you can get that love anywhere, you must purchase it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He said, "This is all right. But if you know more, please tell me." Ramananda Rai continued that devotional service, spontaneous loving service, in a spirit of servitude, accepting the Lord as the supreme eternal master and accepting oneself as one eternal servant, that is the essence of all perfection. That simply by chanting Krishna's holy names, one can be delivered of all sins and attain the perfection of devotional life. What to speak of being the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Lord Chaitanya beseeched Ramananda Rai to go further. Spontaneous devotional service in a mood of fraternity or friendship is the essence of all perfection. That even the great Brahman-realized rishis, the demigods, the great pundits, who have studied the scriptures very scrutinizingly, they are unable to understand how these simple cowherd boys are playing with the Supreme Lord of everyone as an intimate friend. Only after accumulating immense pious activities have they attained such a perfection. Please go further, Lord Chaitanya requested. Spontaneous loving service in a mood of parental love is the essence of all perfection. That the Supreme Absolute Truth, the controller of all controllers, is living as the son of Nanda Maharaj, crawling like a helpless baby in his courtyard. And that same Lord, who is Vishwambar, the nourisher of all universes, he is crying to achieve the milk from the breast of Mother Yashoda. Please, go further. I want to hear more. Spontaneous loving service in the mood of conjugal love is the essence of all perfection. He explained how Krishna called gopis to rasa dance, and how Krishna separated himself from them, and how they became completely mad in such separation, longing for the association of Krishna. As we explained this morning, actually their longing and separation from Krishna was because they knew that Krishna wanted to be with them. They were offering their body, their minds, their words, their lives for the pleasure of Krishna. And when Krishna appeared, when he appeared to them, he brought them such unlimited bliss. It was at that time that Lord Krishna explained to gopis that you have forsaken everything for me. Your love for me is of such an unparalleled quality that even in many, many lifetimes, I am unable to repay you for your love, your devotion, and your surrender. How Krishna is conquered by the loving gopis of Vrindavan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to Ramananda Rai, this is certainly the essence of all perfections. But please be merciful to me and tell me if there's something more. Ramananda Rai was taken aback, said that until this day, I do not know of anyone who could possibly inquire beyond this perfection. However, of all the gopis, the one who possesses the highest limit of ecstatic love is Srimati Radharani. She is topmost in her loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just as Radharani is supremely beloved by Krishna, similarly, her kund, Radha Kund, is loved by Krishna. Explain then how in the Rasa Lila, Sri Radharani was in the assembly of many, many gopis. But she understood Krishna's heart, that he wanted to be with her. And all these other varieties of gopis was actually preventing him from fulfilling his innermost heart's desire. So she left. Even though Krishna was in the assembly of the most loving, beautiful consorts, it is described by our acharyas that the most beautiful women of this world is insignificant compared to the ladies of the heavenly planets. The ladies of the heavenly planets, it is insignificant in comparison to the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha. And what is the love of Lakshmi Devi? What is the sweet surrender of their heart? But all the Lakshmis of all the Vaikunthas together, their love and sweetness is not equal to one gopi. And Krishna was surrounded by many, many gopis who had renounced everything for his pleasure, who were simply existing to please him. And Ramananda Rai explained from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna left all of them in search of Srimati Radharani. He could not find her. He went to the bushes of Vrindavan, to the banks of the Jamuna, and was lamenting in separation from her. And then she appeared before him to fulfill all of his desires. Who is Srimati Radharani? That is the subject of Radhastami. Srimati Radharani should be understood from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. It is not the affair of a young boy and a young girl. Krishna is the absolute truth. the controller of all controllers. Great sages and rishis renounce everything of this material world to serve him. Krishna is not concerned with anything mundane. He is only attracted by pure spiritual love. Money does not attract Krishna. Knowledge does not attract Krishna. Severe tapasya does not attract Krishna. Celibacy and controlling of the senses in and of themselves do not attract Krishna. Even a person who attains liberation is not attracted to Krishna, does not attract the heart of Krishna. It is only love. And what is the origin of that love? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that the absolute truth is one. Upanishads tell Parashya Shaktir Vivadaiva Shruyate. The Lord expands energies from himself, just like the sun emanates rays. There are many energies, but the source of all energies, the essence of all energies, is the Lord's Ladini Shakti. It is the ultimate purpose of all Krishna's energies to create an environment of ras, or spiritual enjoyment, pure enjoyment. Krishna, the one Supreme Lord, is eternally separated in two forms, of Radha and Krishna. Krishna is the supreme predominator, and Srimati Radharani is a supreme predominated. Krishna is the supreme object of all love, and Sri Radharani is the supreme vessel of love. Her heart is unlimited. All love in all of existence is emanating from her. Krishna's love through his Ladini Shakti is enjoyed by himself. This is Leela, transcendental pastimes. These pastimes are very deep and very high. And it takes very, very great humility to be able to actually comprehend it. These spiritual subject matters cannot really be understood simply by our intellectual prowess, but can only be understood when Sri Radharani herself blesses us and reveals the truth of that love within our heart. And she does that through Guru and through the Vaishnavas, her special representatives in this world. People sometimes quote the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, that by hearing of the transcendental pastimes of Krishna with gopis, one is freed from one's lusty desires. However, there's a particular word in that sloka. If I had the Bhagavatam here, I would recite it specifically. But Shukadev Goswami explains, by hearing of these pastimes with faith, with a deeply faithful heart, that is the effect. But the question is, do we have that faith? If we do not, it does not apply to us. It is that faith that makes the subject matter digestible to our hearts. Otherwise, it can create indigestion. Even the best food, if you don't have the capacity to digest it, can make you sick. So it is faith. And a devotee is humble. Do we really have such faith? Faith means spiritual advancement. Adoshuda tata sadhu sanguta bhajanakriya. Sri Rupa Goswami tells us that at the beginning there's a little faith, and the whole process of devotional service is to nourish and purify our faith. The spiritual world is the land of pure faith. When our faith is pure, then we are in the perfect liberated condition. Adoshvitata sadhu sangota bhajanakriya tato nartan nivritisha tato nishta. First, there's a little faith. In reciprocation to that faith, the Lord within our heart directs us to the association of devotees. In that association, we begin to learn what is bhakti. We accept a spiritual master, take initiation from the spiritual master, and learn from the spiritual master the process of bhajana kriya, the regulative principles of devotional service. To follow four regulative principles, to chant according to a particular vow, the names of God, to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, and the great Vaishnava literatures. We learn what is to be done and what is not to be done. How to engage our senses in Krishna service to somehow or other protect them from the enemy of the desire for sense gratification. Through this process of very serious bhajana kriya, serious chanting, serious hearing, serious austerity of controlling and engaging our senses in the service of the Lord, by worshiping the deity, by preaching, by cleaning the temple, by making our home a temple, by serving the Vaishnavas, by prayer, gradually, anartha nivritti. Our hearts become pure. When our hearts come to a certain state of purification, then we develop nishta, very firm faith. How many of us are actually on that platform? And usually, if you're on that platform, you're too humble to recognize it. That is the nature of a Vaishnava. From that faith comes ruchi, the higher taste. And from ruchi comes very, very strong attachment to Krishna, strong attachment to his name, to his devotees, to his deity form, and to his service, strong attachment to hearing Harikatha, actual greed to hear Harikatha, not the greed of curiosity, but the greed of the heart. Some people love to hear different things about Krishna. They think they're greedy, but actually they're just extremely curious. But when Rupa Goswami is talking about this lolyam, this greed, he's talking about the awakening of this deep thirst and separation from the Lord, a deep desire, a deep longing, an urgent need. Not just curiosity. When you're curious to see how something tastes, that is one category. But when you're starving, when you need water, when you're willing to forsake everything for a little water, that is greed. That comes by the mercy of the Lord. That comes when the Lord is pleased with us. We hear about the beautiful pastimes of Radha Krishna to some extent, but we should understand that to cultivate that faith is actually the qualification to hear and understand. Ramananda Rai has revealed that highest limit of our aspirations, which a humble devotee keeps above his head and with great humility offers deep respect to that aspiration. Sri Radharani is the Mula Ashraya Vigraha of our Sampradaya. She is the supreme most worshipable object. Because through her mercy, we can be given pure love. That love is within our heart because we are part and parcel of the Lord. But it is covered. It is forgotten. Only by bhakti can we please Krishna. Only by bhakti, by the energy of Radharani's love, is Krishna attracted to our actions, our words, and our thoughts. Krishna's bhaktivatsal. He's always favorable to protect and to nourish his devotees. Love reigns supreme when Krishna bows his head to Srimati Radharani at Mankuti in Barsana. Krishna reveals to the world that he is subjugated, controlled, and conquered by pure love. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say that impersonalist philosophers, they want to become God. But in that becoming one with God, there's no relationships. There's no ras. There's no exchange of love. But by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can conquer the Lord. Radhastami is the day of glorifying the Bhakti Devi. It is by the grace of Radharani that Bhakti Devi enters our hearts. And what takes place then? Yashoda Mai was able to bind Krishna with rope by her love. Bhishma was able to cause Krishna to break his own promise by his love. Prahlad Maharaj, although just a tiny child, by his love caused the Supreme Lord to descend in a pillar just to protect Prahlad's word. Hiranyakashipu, biggest, most powerful asura historically, he said to Prahlad, "Where is your God? Is he in this pillar?" Prahlad said, "He's everywhere, even in the pillar." So how Prahlad conquered Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, that now he promised he's in the pillar. So now the Lord has to incarnate within a pillar just to protect the word of his little five-year-old child because of his love. It is our longing for that love. If we want anything else, we will never achieve it. It is only given to that person who exclusively has greed for that love. And that is not something that can be artificially imitated. That is something that must be cultivated, developed through purification. Initially, we must have faith in its supreme value and in the urgent need to achieve it. And that faith comes through hearing in the association of devotees and sincerely chanting the holy name. Let us give some examples of how the greatest personalities, how they longed for the blessings of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan to achieve that love. In Radha Krishna's eternal Leela, Srimati Radharani is 14 years and 5 months old, eternally. Navayovana. And Krishna is 15 years and 9 months old, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In the Padma Purana, there's a beautiful story about Arjuna. We know what a dear friend Arjuna was to Krishna. We do not have to speak on this subject very much. Such a dear friend. He used to lay down with Krishna. Krishna became his chariot driver. Krishna was so conquered by the love of Arjuna that he became a menial servant. Being a driver is a very humbling relationship, is it not? And in Mahabharata, what Krishna did for Arjuna, when Arjuna had to kill Jayadratha by sunset, the whole Kuru army was in front between Arjuna and Jayadratha. Every single man in the entire Kuru army, tens of millions of people, their only service that day was blocking Arjuna. It was impossible. It was miles and miles of way. Dronacharya, such great souls were there. And Krishna, he was just, those horses were going so fast. And Arjuna was fighting, and Krishna was empowering him to fight. And he was driving. Arjuna was getting all the glory. And he was just the driver. And the horses were tired. Krishna was brushing the horses and giving them water while Arjuna was doing the heroic work of fighting. What Krishna did for Arjuna. And ultimately, it was impossible to reach Jayadratha, so Krishna had to make a whole mystical illusion just to protect Arjuna's life. Krishna was the menial servant of Arjuna. Why? Because of Arjuna's love. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. He gave all the credit of the greatest war in history to Arjuna. And yet Arjuna was asking Krishna, I want to understand the love of Vrindavan. I want to understand the love of your gopis. I want to understand the mercy of Radharani. So Krishna told Arjuna that this is an impossible subject to discuss. It's too confidential for you to understand. It's his best friend. He's saying, you cannot understand these things. Who are we? Krishna tells Arjuna, you can't understand what is Gopi's love, what is Radha's love, what is Vrindavan's love. You could only understand it if you experience it. Then he told him to go to Parvati, Tripura Sundari, and you appeal to her, and through her, I will give you the means. So Arjuna expressed Krishna's instruction to Parvati, and she gave him mantra and told him how to do very various types of tapasya. And ultimately she took him to a lake, and he bathed in that lake for purification. And he was met by a gopi. And that gopi took him to a lake in Vrindavan, and he bathed in that lake of Amrit. And when he came out, he was not Arjuna. He was Arjuniya. He had a female body of a gopi. And he completely forgot his previous identity. There was no trace of recollection. So this gopi took her into the assembly of other gopis. And they were very curious to see new gopi. They said, please tell us, who are you? Where are you coming from? Why have you come? And Arjuniya said, I don't know who I am. And I don't know where I'm coming from. And I don't know why I'm here. All I know is I just, the only thing I remember in my whole life is I'm coming out of a lake and I'm a gopi. So they taught her how to chant various mantras and then brought her into a kunja where she was brought before the goddess Srimati Radharani. And Arjuna, seeing the beauty, the mercy, the love of Sri Radharani, surrendered at her feet, fell at her feet in complete surrender. And then Sri Radharani presented him or her to Krishna. And Krishna sported with Arjuna in the forest. And then Sri Radharani said, now you go into the lake and take your bath again. He took his bath and became Arjuna. But that he did not forget. So even Arjuna is longing to experience the love of Vrindavan. And what is the love of Vrindavan? The abode of Vrindavaneshwari, Sri Radharani, who is the supreme goddess of Vrindavan. We read the story of Narada Muni. He met Gautam Rishi and wanted to try to understand what is this rasa of Vrindavan. He sent him. Narada Muni at the Kusum Srovar met with Brinda Devi. Actually, he met with Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi told him that you take your bath here. After he chanted mantras and offered very, very deep prayers of sincere devotion, he took his bath in Kusum Srovar. And from Kusum Srovar, he came out and he was Naradi. He was gopi. He was brought by Sri Lalita Devi to the lotus feet of Sri Radharani, who presented her before Krishna. He was allowed to experience for a long time the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Then taking his bath again, he became Narada Muni. and compiled the Narada Bhakti Sutras to share his realizations of the topmost limits of divine love with the world. And then we have Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the Lord of Parvati. He's always absorbed in meditation. He's Ishwara. He's the controller of the universes. But Lord Shiva wanted to participate in the Raslila as the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radhika. Brinda Devi and Lalita Sakhi informed him he should do tapasya at Brahmakund, which he did. Then they took him to Mansarovar. The power of Mansarovar cannot be calculated by any material intelligence. During one of the Rasa Leelas of Radha and Krishna, when Sri Radharani was in separation from Krishna, she went to that place and filled the lake with the tears of her love and separation. What is the power of those tears? When Lord Shiva, who's really a male figure, you see, the Shivites, especially Nagababas, they're very, in America you would call it macho. It's very manlike. I've told the story before. When I was living with Nagababas 32 years ago, the chief of Nagababas, he asked me, which was the holy place I worshipped? I said, Vrindavan. And he began to mock Vrindavan. He said, Vrindavan. Radhe, 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 radhe. Nay! You become Naga. Naga is man. I was really chanting Radhe, radhe. Because there were about 20 other Nagas with tridents who were his disciples who were expecting me to surrender to his order. And who do they worship? Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is longing to be the maidservant of the maidservant of the maidservant of Sri Radharani. He took his bath in Mansarovar in the tears of Sri Radhika, and he came out as Gopeshwar, Gopi, and is eternally accepting the role of being the guardian of the Raslila as the servant of the servant of the servant of Radharani in her loving service to Thakurji Sri Krishna. Then there is the story of Uddhav. Krishna tells Uddhav in Srimad Bhagavatam that you are so dear to me. You are the dearmost. You are really Haridas, such a servant of Haridas. He said, even Brahma, even Balaram, even Lakshmi Devi is not as dear to me as you, Uddhav. Of all the Yadu dynasty, which was Krishna's personal relatives, Uddhav was his foremost friend. He was practically with Krishna throughout the day, every day. Krishna would reveal his heart to Uddhava. He would even inquire submissively from Uddhava. They would eat together. They would laugh together, joke together, sometimes sleep together. Because Krishna loved Uddhava so much, he wanted to give him the highest benediction. From Mathura, he told Uddhav that the Brijabasis especially the gopis, they are feeling intense separation from you. Take my chariot, dress in my clothes, and give them my message. Uddhava went to Vrindavan thinking he was Krishna's best friend, doing a service for the Brijvasis. But when he arrived, when he saw the love of Sridhama, Subal, Stoka Krishna, Ujvala, Madhumangal, when he saw the love of the gopas, he was taken aback. He felt insignificant. And then when he met Nanda and Yashoda and saw their total absorption in ecstatic separation from Krishna, he tried to pacify them, but he realized their love is oceanic. And then he met the Brajagopis and ultimately Srimati Radharani. When he witnessed Sri Radharani's topmost limits of pure, unalloyed, loving surrender, Uddhava felt that he did not even have a trace of affection for Krishna in his heart in comparison. He was utterly humbled. I came there to give them something, but they have given me the ultimate treasure of what I want to aspire for in my life. He read Krishna's message to them, but when he saw the nature of their total absorption in simply wanting to please Krishna, simply wanting to serve Krishna, there was nothing else in the entire creation that mattered to them. Lord Chaitanya, who is the best of the gopis, reveals in Shikshastakam, Sunyayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. Bereft of the sight of Govinda, this whole material existence, the whole cosmic manifestation, is just a dreary void. There was no substitute. There was no alternative. Their love and separation was not healing in time. It is said that time heals a broken heart. But with the gopis, their intensity of their affection for Krishna was ever increasing at every moment. Uddhava wanted to be the servant of the gopis. He wanted to worship the dust of their feet. But they were humble. They were simple village girls. And he was a prince of the Yadus from the kingdom of Mathura. When he came back to meet Krishna, he explained his revelation. And Krishna told Uddhava, he explained his inner heart, of his intense longing to be with the residents of Vrindavan, how he enters into the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan and remains there always. And because you are so dear to me, Uddhava, I sent you there to learn what is the real treasure of spontaneous love. The great Uddhava, Haridas Bharaya, great, great devotee. Uddhava prayed to become clump of grass in Vrindavan so that the maidservants of the maidservants of the maidservants of Sri Radharani may step on his head and he would achieve the perfection of the dust of their lotus feet. That is how he valued pure unalloyed devotion in Brij Bhakti. And just on the corner side of Kusum Sarovar is where there is a deity of Uddhav. In that place, he is eternally residing as a clump of grass. Servant of the servant of the servant. Mother Yashoda. Hari Hari. You woke everyone up, thank you. Yashoda Mai. When Krishna kills a demon, she's thinking that Krishna gained the power to kill that demon only because he is eating the food that Radharani cooks for him. Every day, Sri Radharani comes to Nandagaon on the banks of Pavan Sarovar. Krishna wakes up, milks the cows, and then comes to take the wonderful bhog offering prepared by the hands of Srimati Radharani. In fact, because Durvas Muni gave benediction to her, because she served him so nicely, that whoever tastes your food will taste only nectar and will always be in good health. Therefore, Yashoda Mai insisted that every day she prepares for Krishna. And every evening from Yavat, she would send prasad for Krishna. So Yashoda Mai accredited Krishna's power to Radharani's love. Similarly, Krishna himself explained that when he lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days and 7 nights with the smallest finger of his left hand, he said, "I was able to do that because I was empowered by the loving glance of Srimati Radharani." How Krishna is conquered is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where during the spring Ras Lila, Basant Ras at Govardhan, Krishna left gopis. And they were searching for him, and they saw him. So he disguised himself as the four-armed form of Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The gopis know Narayan as the Supreme Lord, and they only know Krishna as their friend and lover. Ready? Actually, I don't believe you yet. Ready, but I don't believe him, so I'll go on. Where was I? So they saw Narayan. Where is Krishna? They offered obeisances. They were simply looking for Krishna. With his four arms, he went this way. When Sri Radharani came, despite all of his power to maintain that forearm disguise, two of his arms helplessly melted away. The power of love. There's a beautiful story told by our acharyas of the purity of Radharani's heart. Once Krishna was suffering very, very deep separation from Sri Radha. And he pretended to be bitten by a snake with high fever. Purnamasi, who is guru of Vrindavan, disciple of Narada Muni, she explained with Garga Muni that only if a perfectly chaste woman who is totally faithful with one pointed love and devotion to her lover, only she could save Krishna's life. And to prove her one pointed love, she must carry water in a pot with 100 holes and bring it from the Jamuna to Krishna. So who could that be? Kotila and Jyotila They were very proud of being the most chaste ladies in Vrindavan. So naturally, they were approached first. Kotila said, yes, I am. No one is chaste like me and my mother. I will do it. So all the Brijavasis went to the Jamuna. She took that pot with 100 holes. She put it in the water. It filled it up. As soon as she took it out, before it even came out, all the water was out. Very embarrassing. Everyone was laughing. When Jyotila, the mother, saw Kutila's embarrassment, she was thinking, I don't want to be in that position. So she secretly made a pot with 50 holes and went to a secluded place to test how chaste and faithful she really was. She filled it up and all came out. So she decided to go into hiding. Meanwhile, Purnamasi was saying, it's an emergency. Someone has to come now. The only person who has this power is Srimati Radharani. They approached Srimati Radharani. She said, no, I will not do. Because this Jyotila and Kutila, they are always criticizing me of not being faithful. So I will not do. So Purnamasi said to Kutila and Jyotila, if Krishna dies, Nandini Yashoda will die, and I will die, and you are responsible. So they fell at Sri Radharani's feet, begged her, worshipped her. And Sri Radharani, she was given the pot with 100 holes, filled it with Jamuna water, and lifted it, put it on her head, walked all the way from Jamuna to Nanda Bhavan in Nandagaon, and not a single part of a drop came out of any of those holes. That is the absolute purity of the devotion of Krishna's Ladini Shakti. At Govindakund, Krishna was coronated as the king of Vrindavan. And Vrinda Devi and other gopis coronated Srimati Radharani as the queen of Vrindavan at Imlital and gave her the name Vrindavaneshwari. And Krishna personally came, bowed down to accept her as his queen. At that same time, in that same place of Imlital, Krishna was once looking for Sri Radharani in separation. He sat under that tree and became so absorbed in chanting her holy names, so immersed in remembering her, that his beautiful blackish complexion turned golden like hers. That was his absorption. At that time, Srimati Radharani and her friends came. When they saw Krishna in that state, they were amazed. They spoke. When Krishna heard Radharani's voice, he again became, from Gorsundar, he became Shamsundar. And Srimati Radharani asked him, can you explain this incredible, beautiful form that I have seen? He said, in separation, I was so absorbed in you, I actually tasted your love, and I was mad for that love. In the age of Kali, I will descend in that form of Gorsundar to experience the sweetness of your love, a love that even I cannot comprehend. And I will distribute that love to the whole world through the chanting of the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya revealed to Sri Ramananda Rai at the summit of their conversation his true identity. Ramananda Rai inquired from the Lord. He said, "Actually, my Lord, whatever I'm speaking, I am just like a stringed instrument, my tongue, and you are like the expert musician playing it." Lord Chaitanya said, "I am simply a Mayavadi sannyasi floating in the ocean of Mayavad philosophy. But it's only because of your mercy that I am receiving this knowledge." This is their relationship. Ramananda Rai wanted to understand in truth what was Lord Chaitanya's essential mission. And Lord Chaitanya revealed to him what no one has ever seen. He revealed to him that he was Krishna. Krishna, who appeared with the loving sentiment and the complexion of his beloved Srimati Radharani. And Krishna was entering into her heart to experience the fathomless ocean of her love. That is Lord Chaitanya. The ocean of compassion, the ocean of mercy, who was so freely giving the highest opportunities of pure unalloyed devotion to anyone. He does not consider one's sex. He does not consider one's education, one's wealth, one's nationality, one's caste, one's race. He only considers our sincerity. If we are sincere to simply receive it, if we are willing to reciprocate with the mercy that he is sending through his servants, then it is guaranteed. Srila Prabhupada guaranteed, if any devotee simply follows his vows of initiation sincerely and attempts to follow his instruction, then that devotee will go back to Godhead at the time of leaving this world. Where else is such a benediction? Just to get a little mystic power takes many, many, many births of tapasya. Just to get elevation to a heavenly planet takes many, many, many births of pious activities. And Lord Chaitanya's messengers are telling us, in this one life, you can surpass all mysticism, all liberation, all heavenly planets, and actually enter the eternal abode of the Lord. That is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. During the Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting his ecstasies of Sri Radharani's love for Krishna. And he was chanting prayers that no one could understand except Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Goswami wrote a one-verse commentary of his prayers. And when Lord Chaitanya saw that on the palm leaf, he exclaimed that Rupa Goswami has understood the innermost essence of my heart. Lord Chaitanya empowered him due to his humility and sincere devotion, and empowered him to write books, to establish by his example in his life a sampradaya in which the Lord's mercy will be accessible, available to all fortunate souls. Srila Prabhupada at Radha Damodar Temple resided on the just beside the Samadhi and Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. There he translated Srimad Bhagavatam. There he prayed for the spiritual power and grace to deliver us. If we are to understand properly the love of Sri Radharani, it will not be with just by hearing. It will not be simply by our intellectual perceptions. It will only come through grace. Srila Prabhupada taught us the most dignified and beneficial means by which we can access that grace. Trinadapi sunichena toror iva sihishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Humble like blade of grass, tolerant like tree, eager to offer respect to others and expect none in return. We must cultivate this spirit. We must be strict in our chanting of the holy names every day. We must be eager to associate with devotees, eager to read. He wrote his books in such a way that we could make real, tangible, dignified progress on the path of true bhakti. He presented the highest truths in a balance where we were not taking great things cheaply. He taught us how to respect and honor and value the chanting of God's names, service to the Vaishnavas, preaching the message of the Lord, and hearing according to the sensible presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Lord Chaitanya personally empowered Srila Prabhupada. It's extraordinary. He empowered him to do something that was impossible. At such an age, to travel around the world 13 times, initiate thousands of disciples, open over 100 temples, translate 40 volumes of literatures, open farm communities, schools, establish a mission where today millions of people are chanting, millions of people have a proper understanding and faith in the mercy of Radha and Krishna coming through Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada taught that the safe and direct means of understanding Radha Krishna's Vrindavan Leela is to understand the pastimes and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such an empowered soul. And he was empowered in this age to present Krishna consciousness in such a perfect, effective way. He is the personal associate of Srimati Radharani. He is the vessel of her compassion. On this holy day, let us pray. tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sukhe devi pranamami hari priye. Let us pray to Sri Radharani that she bestow her infinite mercy upon us, that we can, by her grace, taste the sweetness of real faith in Guru and the Vaishnavas, of real honor and respect for Guru and the Vaishnavas, of real compassion to suffering souls, that we can taste the sweet nectar of the holy name and help our beloved Guru and the Vaishnavas to share the nectar of the holy name with whoever we come in contact with. Let us pray that all impediments will fall aside by her grace when she bestows us within our heart the deep, profound desire to put everything else secondary and long to be the servant of the servant of the servant of her servants. Thank you very much. And now there is a beautiful darshan. Everyone, please stay seated. Yes. Everyone, please stay seated so that everyone can see. Devotees work very hard for this nice darshan.
Can you switch off the temple hall lights? It will look much, much better.
It is my hope that you are quite spellbound by this experience and you never ever forget.